USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. A suspect accused of killing three homeless men in Los Angeles was apprehended last Thursday.
He was already in custody for another murder near L.A., and according to officials on Saturday afternoon, he's been tied to a fourth homicide nearby. Here's Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
By Thursday morning, very early Thursday morning, they placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder and robbery.
Powell, age 33, was charged with three homeless men's killings after the car identified near the first shooting was confirmed as the same vehicle present at the scenes of the three homeless men's murders. Authorities say they have not yet established a motive for those killings.
The remains of a missing 17-year-old, Valerie Tyndall, were discovered last week in her neighbor's backyard in Indiana. Tyndall was reported missing on June 8th and was identified by the color of her fingernail polish. Patrick Scott, who lives behind the Tyndalls, was arrested and charged with murder. He admitted to killing her on June 7th and is now facing additional charges of obstruction of justice and providing false information to law enforcement. Scott confessed to Rush County Sheriff's detectives that he had strangled Tyndall with a belt in his home after an argument. DoorDash is trying out a new policy regarding non-tipping customers, cautioning them about potential delays in their deliveries. Users will encounter a pop-up disclaimer within the app, notifying them that their food may take longer to arrive. This adjustment comes as drivers have the option to select orders based on their payout, often favoring higher-paying ones. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is definitively stating that he will not be running for president. In an interview with NBC News, Cuban declared that he has no plans to run in 2024. Speculation about a presidential run had arisen earlier last week when he announced the sale of a majority stake in the Mavericks and his decision not to return to the ABC show Shark Tank after next season. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Despite actor Jussie Smollett losing his conviction appeal and potentially facing prison, Vice President Kamala Harris's 2019 post labeling him as a victim of a modern-day lynching remains online. An Illinois appeals court upheld Smollett's previous conviction on five disorderly conduct charges that happened in 2021, stemming from his false claims of a racist and homophobic attack in January 2019. The investigation revealed Smollett's alleged orchestration of the attack and false statements to police. Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, sending volcanic ash thousands of feet into the air, resulting in the deaths of 11 climbers with a dozen more missing. The eruption has blanketed nearby cars, roads, and villages in ash, prompting evacuations. As one of Indonesia's most active volcanoes and part of the Pacific Ring of Fire, authorities have raised the second highest alert, restricting activities within 2 miles of the crater. McDonald's is making some major changes to their menu.
The Golden Arches saying that the new and improved burgers will include over 50 modifications, including their signature burger, the Big Mac.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Those two all-beef patties will be cooked in smaller batches for a more uniform sear. There'll be more secret special sauce with lettuce, cheese, and pickles that will be fresher and meltier, and the former sesame seed bun will be a buttery brioche roll. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.